the fruit, you know, and the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to God continually. Praise the Lord. And giving thanks to God, what? You know, that is the fruit of our lips, giving praise to God. Now, please look at me. There are many people, when you are excited in the church, the arrow of God will just arrow you there. What do I mean? There's people come to church, you know, the church is the happiest place in the world. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, where am I driving to? I'm letting you know this morning that thanksgiving and singing is a sacrifice of praise. You know, it's a fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 13:15. You know, the Bible says, and by it, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, and the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Did you see the, and by it, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, and the fruit of our lips, doing what? Giving thanks. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let me ask you, how many of you have got affected from January to June? How many of you have got miracle? Let me see your hand. Please, raise up your hand. Fast with me so that I can leave here. If God has blessed you from January to June, let me see your hand. Raise, I'm going to pray for you. Raise above your head. The remaining part will be bigger.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will bless you bigger and better.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We give God praise this morning.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor, what am I going to say? The Bible says, and by him, therefore, let us give the sacrifice. Look at it. Sacrifice of praise to God continually. And the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. The fruit of our lips doing what? Giving thanks. Listen. You know, like, it doesn't always say when you do good, you will appreciate. People will bless you more. There are most people that God has blessed. And they need to appreciate God, our Maker. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Timothy, let me take that song I just quoted. Come, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. The fruit of our lips giving thanks. Fruit of our lips giving thanks. Come, let us offer sacrifice. What are the singers in the house? Can I get a witness this morning? If God has blessed you, you know, the Bible said in 3 John 3, he said, beloved, I wish you above all to prosper and to be good, even as thy soul prospered. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When God bless you, you bless God with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body. You shake body for God. Now, push your neighbor, say, neighbor. Shake your body for God.
Shake your body for God.
We're going to be doing that, you know, previously. Just follow, don't get me. Now watch this. The Bible said in the book of Luke Gospel, Luke chapter 17, verse 15, the Bible said Jesus did to pass through Galilee, you know, to Judah. And as he was passing, he saw 10 people that were outcast because they were not allowed to meet people. So they cried, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on us. And when Jesus saw they had mercy on, they said, go and share yourself to the priest. The Bible said, as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were what? Cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. The Bible said, when one of them saw that he was cleansed, and he was not a believer, he came back, a stranger, he came back and gave God thanks and said, thank you for healing me in leper. 10 lepers were cleansed. But one came back and gave God glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So look at me. That is the picture of the church today. There are people giving testimony. God gave me car, gave me document. When my son invited, even invitation, they wouldn't even show up. Hallelujah. When they said, ah, let's go and serve God. Let's go and make this our God happy. For he has made you happy. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They will say, evangelist, my evangelist, you don't have peace. I don't have the time. But the Bible says, how many were cleansed by Jesus? 10 of us were cleansed. How many came to give thanks back to God? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then when there are people, you see, that one that came to give thanks, he was a stranger. There are people even in the church, when God chooses for them, they will not give God thanks. They will say, you know, once said what I said, evangelist, that you will buy trailer head for one pastor, his pastor in Nigeria. You will buy bus for the church here. I'm going to be asking Samia. So one of the friends said, you know that in your church, how can you buy trailer head for your pastor in Nigeria? You know, don't put yourself in problem with your mask. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They said they would do what? He said he would trailer head. The guy that was there when I was the answer. The God said trailer head in Andalusia. He said, you know, you have to go to Poland. How are you going to transport trailer head to your pastor in Benin? And you've not given your pastor yet one bag of bread to eat. One bag of pandemium to eat. People pay that. The Bible said, pray the pastor. Listen, if you are helping this morning, I'm about to close. God has blessed you in Europe. You came to Europe, you have children, you have cars. Think what I'm saying this morning. Then God has lifted you. You need to come and give God praise. You need to come and serve God. God does not need, you know, antelope and cow leg and cow tail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One came back to give God thanksgiving. One came back to do what? Now, as you are here this morning, God has blessed you. You need to come and give God thanksgiving. Now, there are people I know, even like the part of people here to Jericho, their thanksgiving is 50 cents. Are you listening to me? How much does it say thanksgiving? 50 cents. Special seed faith offering is 50 cents. Is it 50 cents God has done for you from January to June? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. 50 cents. It's wonderful. It's a really wonderful thing. Now, watch this. The Bible said that at the time, you know, David, you know, was mesmerized. It was a problem. Now, let me give you the story. I've never said the story in this church. If you look at the book of 1 Samuel Gospel, chapter 30, what did I say? 1 Samuel 30 from verse 1 to 20. I can't read everything. The Bible, please, those watching me, look at my sons, I want you to look at my face. The Bible said, David, he was warning with the Philistines and put it in the back. He went to war with the Philistines to call the tourism. As he was coming back, he meant that the Amalekite had pulled down Ziklag, pulled down his own village, his own town. They took the wife, took the children, took all the animals. The Bible said, people, the army that were with David, they were about 600 armies. They took their wife and their children. But please look at me. The Bible said David was, you know, he was so depressed. He was so cast down. Hallelujah. Yes. David was what? He was cast down. David was cast down. Praise the Lord. Now, turn to anyone that wants to have a seat. Listen. The Bible said many people have reproach. You know, do not have reproach. At least everybody in your family, God, people, now you remain. Okay. David was filled with reproach. You know what David did? The Bible said, David, please look at me. David now called his soldier, please let go and pursue. He now sought God. God said, pursue, you will overtake. So the 600 armies, 200 said, God, David, we don't tire. Because they just came from war. You know, I can so many of us face two problems. He came from one problem, he made another one. Praise the Lord. He said, I'm tired though. So David said, if you know you are tired, come here. 200 came to one side, 400 said, we'll follow David. They pursued. When they got there, they made that they kept the wife, the animal did not kill anyone. They were dancing. When David called it, David surrounded and said, all of everybody hands up. David finished them, they took their wife back. Now, David, in verse 6, first I met at this in the last verse, the Bible of David encouraged himself in the Lord. He was depressed. That is why there was a song, Mama Sang. I want to remind her now. When she heard about me, That was the song that they sang. He said, everyone I've got the document. Now he made a reproach. He was depressed. He has taken my sorrow away. He has taken my sorrow away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. He has taken my sorrow away. He said, how can I do this? How can I do this? You know, they told their wife and children, you get the one war, they want to stone David. David said, God, you're taking my soul away. You're taking my, you know, my son back away. Hallelujah. Oh, so bad. Adversity. Every adversity has an equivalent seed of advantage. So David now knew that something was in the offing. He has taken my sorrow away. He has taken my sorrow away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. He has taken my sorrow away. He has taken my sorrow away. Hallelujah, Jesus is mine. Belongs to him. Before he came back, they took their wife and children captives. They didn't want to do anything. So David began to thank God. Why? Now let me give you a verse in the scripture, which is a verse of confidence. The Bible declares in the book of Psalm Gospel, Psalm 57 verse 2. The Bible says, I thank God most high. I'm putting the Bible in the paper thing. My God that performed all things for me. Then he said, God, as I'm here now, you made me president and commander chief of Israel forces. You do that thing for me. You know, you saved me from my enemy. I went to war and I covered my children back. I thank you most high. So in that same way, David took a parable and preached the Bible and said, the fruit of thanksgiving. Singing. That's what I preached this morning. David began to, that is why, because before David was made king, when you know someone anointed him, he knew everything about the scriptures. He knew praise. He knew about the covenant. He knew everything. He knew righteousness. Hallelujah. So in that same verse, you know, Psalm, you know, 57 verse 5 and 11, David said, Timothy, now please wash. Timothy, take the guitar. Now say something now. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Be thou exalted, O Lord, above all. Oh, yes, be thou exalted. Oh, yes, be thou exalted. Oh, that was a famine. David was head job, you know, in the city. Saul, I'll be saying, David said, Saul said, bring David dead or alive. And when David saw that, he was at that point, critical point. David said, God, you too much. Hallelujah. David escaped. You will escape every trouble in the enemy. I said you shall escape in the name of Jesus. Every trouble that will suffer you where you walk, you will escape it in the name of Jesus. Raise up your hand. Anyone want to bring you down where you walk, John God will fall upon them. Every of your colleagues in your work that want you to go, they will go for you. I say your enemy shall go for you. In Jesus' name we pray. You know what David did? When God delivered David, David said, I'm quoting the Bible, but it's Psalm 7, verse 15 and 7. Say, God. He said, oh, that man will praise the Lord because he has broken the gates of iron and sunder. He has set me free. Hallelujah. Good, let's take that song. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God, David began to thank God. He began to give God praise. He began to give God all the honor that befit the kingdom. That befit God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David began to praise God. He began to honor God. Now, all of you put on your chest from today. I'm not saying
from today.
I shall begin to give God thanksgiving. You know, we're singing. With my man. As I'm going to appreciate God. For all the good he's doing, he has done in my life. All he's doing in my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, let me tell you so that I can stop because this thing today is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was one that, you know, how many of us knew? You knew when David messed up. You know, when David messed up, the thing David asked for was mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did I say? Mercy. David asked for mercy. Praise the Lord. Give me the phone. David asked for mercy. Giving God car, you can begin to see as a means of thanking God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to prove this morning. You know, the Bible declares in the Hebrews Gospel 13:15. You know, the Bible says, And by it, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. And the fruit of our lips, giving thanks. Praise the Lord. When you give God thanks with praise, you know, praise is an invitation that God cannot refuse. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God will honor your praise. He will honor your thanksgiving. He will honor your giving.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will give you praise. Now stand on your feet this morning. Stand on your feet in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give me the phone, please. Hallelujah. Give me my phone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now please let your hand be above your head. Timothy, let us take this hand to pray for you. Now so that we can begin to do something with you. Praise the Lord.
I'm
In Jesus' name. Watch, I'm finished speaking. And what I'm simply saying is, if it just is you came to Europe, God has made you glad, make you happy, give you the victory. You will join us to sing this song. God, see, God has removed reproach in your life. When you are a woman, everybody born, you don't born. You have no children. God give you, the fruit of the womb. You came to Europe single. God gave you children. God make you to be able to talk with them. There's some people you need to understand. I'm crying. Who's talking there? You don't have this. You don't have this. But let me say, God, you made me glad. I can talk where my mates are talking now. Hallelujah. I will do what my mates are doing now. David said, God, I went into his court, the court of God. Look at me. In the Old Testament, the church is divided into three commandments. From here is called the Holy of Holy. From there to the end, the holy place. Then the outside is called the outer court. That's why the priest kill the animal and put the blood on the post. To cleanse people for their sin. David said, God, I went into your house with praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Let's take it now as I round up. Please raise your voice. I want you to thank God this morning. Right? You see, I did not preach today. I just come to talk. You singing to thank God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let's take it one to go. I will enter his good with a renewal in my hand. This morning, as you appreciate God with your singing, mighty God, God will take you to the next level. The Bible declares in the book of Psalm Gospel, Psalm 45, verse 6, 7. The Bible says that the throne of God is forever and ever. He said the scepter of the kingdom is a right scepter. He said thou loveth righteousness and hateth wickedness. In verse 7, the Bible says, therefore, the Lord thy God shall honor you with divine gladness above your fellow. This morning, as you praise God with singing, from today I prophesy, God will honor you above your mate, above your workmate, above your classmate, above your roommate, above your Europe mate. In Jesus' name we pray. Jam your heart for God. Hallelujah.